Okay, it's on? Okay, we're both saying. Okay. Today is the beginning of our double shiurim. Okay.
Double head of hair and that's play two.
Okay. So let's begin. The first shiur today is the sixth shiur in Yonei Tzuras HaPesach. V'inyan Hirchik Min HaKozel Gimel Tfachim. There's a famous chiddush of the Bechor Shor that I told you in previous shiurim. We weren't talking about then. Today we're going to talk about. And it's the following. The question is like this. And this is the ultimate discussion. In all our discussions of making a Tzuras HaPesach, and we discussed the different things, is there a halacha that a Tzuras HaPesach must be contiguous with a wall? Meaning, in other words, what the Chazon Ish calls Tzuras HaPesach Ba'avir. In other words, could you just have a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of nowhere? Or does it have to link up with a wall? Right, L'chora from Kelayim, you see, that Kelayim, as Rabbi Weiner points out, what is Kelayim? You have a one min here, and you need a half sick in between. So you can just put a Tzuras HaPesach between, even though the Tzuras HaPesach is not linking up with any wall. The Tzuras HaPesach is the wall. In other words, you need a wall to be mafsik between one min and the other min, so this is the wall. Or do we say no, that Tzuras HaPesach Kelayim is different, but for Erevin it needs to be, in other words, we discussed the Rambam sheet is that Tzuras HaPesach only works when you have Omid Merubah Laparetz or etc. Oh, so that's the basic discussion over here. For example, say you have, I think in one of the, that's where the Pirtza, that's close to Esser in the Erev here. Say for example, you're crossing the street. You wanna make a Tzuras HaPesach to make a mechitza, say on the northern side, say, and the Tzuras HaPesach comes from one wall on say the western side, and then it's going north towards the eastern side, but it never gets there. It never gets to the very end. And the Tzuras HaPesach starts from one wall. So, say for example, envision a ches. So the Tzuras HaPesach wants a You want to block off the end of that ches, say. So the Tzuras HaPesach comes from one wall, but it never reached the other wall because it's not big enough. It stopped. So you still have a shear of Omid Merubah Laparetz, right? But it never got to the end of the... It never crossed the street totally. So that's the question. Is does the Tzuras HaPesach have to link up with a wall? Or could it... Two questions. First, could the Tzuras HaPesach just exist in the middle of nowhere? Just the Tzuras HaPesach? And maybe have any meaning? And question number two, does the Tzuras HaPesach have to... it's the same question again, but does the Tzuras HaPesach have to begin and end by a wall? Or could a Tzuras HaPesach or link up to another Tzuras HaPesach? But could it, you know, either one Tzuras HaPesach can link up with another Tzuras HaPesach, right? We do that all the time in the community area. One Tzuras HaPesach, then another Tzuras HaPesach, another Tzuras HaPesach. Yeah, but ultimately, does it have to, or in other words, link up with either itself or a wall, or could the Tzuras HaPesach just end in the middle of nowhere? For example, what's that street by Schottenstein, right? So the Tzuras HaPesach goes from one side, 185th Street. It crosses 185th Street, but it doesn't. And then it doesn't go to the end. There's still the whole sidewalk. There's no Tzuras HaPesach there, and they're relying on the fact that it's not a Pirtzias and Meyeser, and then we don't hold Baki by Rabim, you know, with Dalat Tvachim that we discussed in the past. But now there's another issue. Could you have a concept of a Tzuras HaPesach that ends in the middle of something? Or does the Tzuras HaPesach, even if you want to say that Pirtzi Yeser Miyeser, if it's not Pirtzi Miyeser, you're okay. Or even you want to say there's no din of Baki Barabim, you know, the Machlokis, the Magen Avraham, and the Evan Ozer, whether you have a Chatzir that the Rabim will Bokeyabo and the Pirtzi is a Dalid, right? We discussed that, whether you have to Misakin. But that whole discussion maybe is only if you have a wall there, so maybe you don't have to be Misakin till the very end. But maybe at Tzuras HaPesach, by definition, has to be in context of walls, because that's what a Pesach is. You usually don't have a Pesach without walls. Usually you have walls and then there's a Pesach. There's a, right, maybe that's the whole, right, there's a, right. So that's what we have to explore here. Right, so by Kelayim, sure, we have that din, that Tzuras HaPesach, right, the Tzuras HaPesach is just Ba'avir. What were you saying, Jeff? Okay. So we have a din that we haven't discussed by a lechi. Let's first talk about, before we talk about Tzuras HaPesach, let's talk about a lechi. What's the din of a lechi? So a lechi, we know, if you have a mavoi, the shape of a ches, it's open on the bottom side. So you either put a lechi or a korah, provided that it's not the yes and yes. So says the Mishnah. And we hold that it has to be 10 tefachim high. And we hold that even the thickness of mashahu is sufficient. But the Mishnah says, L'chayem she'omu gova masar tefachim, rechovim v'ovion kol shehu. The rochav and the ovi is kol shehu. And Rav Yossi omer, rechovim gimel tefachim. So Rav Yossi says it has to be gimel tefachim. We don't pass like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi's shita is that a lechi has to be 3 tefachim wide. Okay. Then the Gemara continues, Omar Rava, Asa lechi lemavoy v'higbiya min hakarka shlosha o'yfligo min hakosel shlosha lo osa v'lo klum. So now the Gemara tells us a chiddush. One part of the chiddush we've seen in the past, another part we've not yet seen. The first chiddush is if the lechi is above 3 tefachim of the ground. So that's the regular din of mechitza tluya, gedoyim bokimbo, right? That we're familiar with. But here, the Gemara tells us another chiddush, that he fligu menakosel shlosha, that say the lechi is by the end of the ches, but it doesn't, so by the ches you have two parallel walls there, right? But so normally you would put the lechi right touching the wall, right? Here he put it in the middle. In the middle, say, of the opening of the ches. It was more than 3 tefachim from the kosel. Is there anything wrong with that? So the Gemara says, it's pasul. Lo osa v'lo klum. The afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Amar Minin Lavod, Reb Shimon Gamliel Shita, that, what do you mean, a feel of Reb Shimon Gamliel? Meaning, we know we say lava, that's a halach l'mom shemisina, but the question is, what's the shear of lava? So, the Gemara says, Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Omer Amina Lover Hani Mili Lamala, Avalamata Kavin Dehavia Mechitza Shagdoyim Bokimbo Loka Omer. As even though we say Lovud, right, so, and there's different shitas where it's 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, what's the shear? We normally assume 3 tefachim for Lovud. And there's, and others say four tefachim for lavud, but everyone agrees, in other words, it might be a machlokas 3 or 4 tefachim for lavud, that's if you have a lavud, say, on top. You have a lechi 8, and then you're missing a couple of little, and then you want to continue on. But here, on the ground, it's everyone agrees it's 3, because it's a mechitza shegadoyim bokimbo. So here, the Gemara tells us a chiddush that not only maybe there's a din of mechitza shegadoyim bokimbo on the bottom, in other words, if the mechitza is raised, the gadoyim could go underneath. Here, the Gemara has an added chiddush that if the lechi is not near the wall, and the gadoyim could get between the lechi and the wall, that also is a concept of mechitza shegadoyim bokimbo, and therefore it has to be samuch l'kosel within 3 tefachim of the kosel. But once you're marking more than 3 tefachim, then it's no good. So the lechi can't be raised 3 tefachim above the ground, and it can't be meruchok min hakosel 3 tefachim. Okay, so that's... This is not a source of Pesach. This is just a lechi.
Right.
This is just a lechi. This is
anyways,
not.
Anyways, it's talking about like from this.
Right? Whereas here's the ches. Instead of putting it over here, you put it further towards the middle of the opening of the ches. So. Oh. Now, take a look.
What's the
Well, we'll see. We'll see. So, take a look in the Rabbeinu Yonason on page 2 on Dalar Amral. Rabbeinu Yonason wants to explain what's Rav Yossi Shita that the lechi has to be gimel. He reads Yom Rochon Gimel. Yesh loma de daite de Rav Yossi de boi dover choshev v'mechitza. Shafilu yafligo men akosel begimel lo leise avira de hai gisa u de hai gisa v'levatle. Kedeshka b'midem tzoy shol gimel midas, etc. Whereas Rav Yossi says it has to be gimel. So it should be a dover chashuv, so that even if you're maflig min hakosel gimel, it'll still be okay. In other words, because he's understanding the whole idea of being maflig is that you shouldn't say osi avir the high gisa mevatale. So Mamela, if you have a thing, see, most probably you're going to be marking it a little bit. So, in other words, so Rav Yossi saying, make it, you always should make it gimbal, this way you're safe. This way you're safe. If you make it gimbal, because we're not choshes that you're going to be maflik at 4. Most probably you're not going to be maflik at so much. So maybe you'll maflik at 2, 3. So if you make yours 3, you'll be okay. That's what. Now l'chora, what he's saying over here is within explaining shitas Rav Yossi, because the other shitas say, in other words, and then he must be meaning, as we'll see some explain, that when Rava said you can't be mafalig at 3, that's not according to Rav Yossi. According to Rav Yossi, you can even be mafalig at 3. And the Gemara says that if you're mafalig at 3, it's no good. That's according to the other opinion that says that even a mashu. Oh. Now. When would he be saying his din then? you can't have a machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rava. So. We're talking about we're only talking about Lechi so far. Right, but he's saying that he afilu yaflig shafilu yafligenu makosel gimel, you'll be okay. You're safe. But Rava says once you mafli gimel, you know it's no good. Right.
Yeah, so he's just being safe in there.
He's being safe.
You know, he'll be safe. But everyone agrees that if you're mafli gimel, it's no good. He's just
then why are you going to be safe? Why are you going to be safe if you're mafli gimel? Maybe you still shouldn't be good because you're mafli gimel.
Yeah, well, make the roof.
Yeah. Oh. Because Rava says you're mafli gimel, it's no good. Rabbeinu Yonason says the pshat in Rabbi Yossi is that why to make it gimel? So even if you're mafli gimel, it'll be okay. But Rava says mafli gimel is no good. Okay, in other words, you could say Rava meant if you didn't have three. Okay, you could say that. You could say that Rava will fit even in Rav Yossi also. That that he's talking about a case where you didn't have three. In other words, you're right. Right, but he's saying that maybe that means, in other words, he's saying that Gimel would be good if you have a Rochav of three. In other words, maybe the whole concept of Harchaka is that you should Loasi Avir the Haikisu Mevatale. Right, but he's saying maybe not. Maybe Rava is talking about a case where it wasn't three.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the question at hand is this halacha of being marki gimel tfachim, is that only a din in lechi? Or is even a din in the kana of the tzuras ha-pesach? Because when we talk about lechi, we mean one singular lechi, by a mavoi sasum. But we also, use the word lechi or kana mitzideihem when we're making a tzuras ha-pesach. So the question is, when you make a tzuras ha-pesach, do you always have to make sure that your Tzuras HaPesach is within three tefachim of the wall that it links up to?
That's talking about the left. That's not talking about.
In other words, can I say I want to link up Tzuras HaPesach? Here, the Tzuras HaPesach ends. And here's my next Tzuras HaPesach is here. So here's a gap. So normally we'd say, hey, there's no problem because it's the Pirtza Chusa Measa. But maybe there's some other reason that just like by a lechi of a mavoi, we say that the lechi of the mavoi has to be within three tefachim of the wall of the mavoi. So hu hadinami, the lechi or kana mitzideim, whatever you want to call it, of a tzuras ha-pesach also has to be within three tefachim. What do we say? No. What do we say? That when it comes to a lechi, so then you could say Yossi Avir the Hagisu Mavatale, but by Tzuras HaPesach is a wall, so there's no Avir over there. Even though there's physical wall, physical air, that air is considered filled in. So there's no Avir on the other side by a lechi. It's just a lechi, even though you want to say a lechi Mishum Mechitza, but or not. That's the question. So that would be a big chumrah to make sure that every time your Tzuras HaPesach ends, that it ends by either the next Tzuras HaPesach or it ends by the wall with no gaps. And that's, that would be, a very hard thing to do. It's doable, but it would be something that you would have to. So if there would be a problem, they say that Tzuras HaPesach, we were talking about 185th Street, so forget, we'd have another issue that it just ends you know, more than three tefachim away from a wall? Or do we say, no, that din of three tefachim is only said by a lechi ba'alma? But a lechi, which is part of a tzuras ha-pesach, that we don't say. No, that's right. No, so he was talking about when the lechi is not could only make the,
is not standing up.
Right.
I mean, but if I stand up
in the right, then kuli alma, right? If, in other words, if you would take the lechi and put it deep in the ground so it has its own firmness without the wall, right? So that would be two separate issues, yeah.
But in the whole thing about Maharam and Ozer about helping a pierce the medium and Kol Shalom, even Maharam never said it had to be three. You have to have a gap less than three.
Well, he's ostensibly we're talking about walls. If you have walls in a chatzer, and then there's a pirtza, right? And now the rabbi Mabaki Bey. So now the question is, so the Gemara says, then the pirtza is bedalit. So then there was a machlokus Ebenezer, and that is that only when you were using lechis on the other side, or even a tzuras ha-pesach on the other side.
Wouldn't that have been a good place to Maharav and say it doesn't even matter, you know, anyway, it would be less than dalit, it would open to less than three. If this finish is true.
No, because what we're saying is that now you want to be misakin it with the tzuras ha-pesach. So now that you're going to be sacking it with the Tzuras ha-pesach, first we have to see that issue is there a problem of a pirtz of dalit? Now I want to be misakin it with the Tzuras ha-pesach. So does the Tzuras ha-pesach have to make sure to link up with the wall within, or at least within three tefachim? Oh. Yeah.
I'm just in the Tanakhama.
Loved, yeah. Oh, so take a look on page five, on Yud Aleph Amud Bey. Yud Amud Bey is on the bottom. The first Mishnah. Well, from this Gemara, it doesn't matter. Yep.
No, but don't we generally say, I mean, if 12 is only less than 3, but not 3 baths now, I mean, that's the whole thing. It's all less than 3 pachas.
One second. So if it's 3, it's pachas. One second. Yeah, okay.
Well, once he gets a three, I love it. Then. Like,
yeah. So he's not going
against
love.
No, he's not going
against love. Right, yeah. Okay, like this. The first Mishnah in the Masechta says that if you have a ches, a mavoi sasum, and it's more than, so then you can be misakin it with a lechi akora. But that's only if it's 10 or less. If it's more than 10, then you need a tzuras ha-pesach, right? And then the Mishnah also says that if it's higher than 20 amos, then you can't use a korah, because then the korah is too high. So the Gemara says like this, Ashkechan tzuras ha-pesach de mahanya barochbo. Tzuras ha-pesach works for the rochav, meaning if it's more than 10 amos, you can't use a lechi and korah, but you can use a tzuras ha-pesach. Ve'amaltara de mahanya begovho. We discussed this once before, this din of amaltara. In other words, say you have a korah, So it's l'mal mechaf, it's no good. But if you draw a nice picture on it, what's the whole idea of l'mal mechaf, it's no good? Because the people are not going to look l'mal mechaf. But if it's something that's going to catch your eye, a maltera, so you make a fancy design, so that's good, even l'mal mechaf. Right. What about the opposite? In other words, could you use a, when it's l'mala mechaf, could you use a tzuras ha-pesach? In other words, tzuras ha-pesach we know helps if it's the problem is more than 10, you can't use a lechi akor, you can use a tzuras ha-pesach. But l'mala mechaf, could you use a tzuras ha-pesach? In other words, could use a tzuras. In other words, a maltera we know you can use. What about a tzuras ha-pesach? Could a tzuras ha-pesach matir that area? In other words, so therefore you'll, the tzuras ha-pesach will be say l'mal mechof, say. Say the way you'll do it is you'll put a korah on the top and then you'll put a make a tzuras ha-pesach. You know, two lechis underneath it. Could that solve the problem? In other words, if you draw a picture on the korah, you solve the problem. What if you don't draw a picture on the korah, you just put two lechis on the bottom of the korah? Could that solve the problem? And that's the din in the Gemara here. So Tosus has an unbelievable kasha. He says, if you put two lechis there, what? And now you want to form that tzuras ha-pesach. Of course it's good, because you have a lechi there. In other words, even if it's not good, we didn't tzuras ha-pesach, but a lechi is certainly good if the problem is l'mal mechaf, that's only a problem in the korah. Once you have a lechi, that's not going to, because the lechi is on the ground. So no, it doesn't matter how far it goes up, it can go to Shemayim, who cares? The lechi is on the ground. So if you have a lechi on the ground, so then there's no problem if it's l'mal mechaf. So what are you asking me? Can I make a tzuras ha-pesach, make the korah into a tzuras ha-pesach? But even if you say it's no good, every tzuras ha-pesach, by definition, has a lechi there. It has two lechis, even better. So what's the whole kasha? That's Tosa kasha. Oh, one second. So Ibcha Mai, look at Tosfos. Klomer, mi mahayin tzuras ha-pesach begova. V'koshul Rabbeinu Tam, that tzuras ha-pesach ha-vikon mikan, v'kon mikan v'kon al gabeim. Dal kona dal gabeim, l'skasher v'kon ad mikan u'mikan, da'avi kelechi mashu. What's the problem? Of course it's tzuras ha-pesach could work for l'mala michof in this situation, because, what? Because every tzuras ha-pesach has a lechi. And if the case of l'mal mechaf was that it was narrower than 10, it was just a problem of l'mal mechaf. This is a question that it's less than 10, so the a lechi does work. So then typically mishum that you have a lechi there. So it must be that it's talking about, no, in a case where a lechi won't work, the hainu, that it's not talking about a mavoi sosum, it's talking about a mavoi mefulash. There are only two parallel walls. And now I want to be mesakein the mavoi mefulash, or it's or yesa meyesa. In other words, cases where a tzuras ha-pesach, where a lechi won't work, and it's going to dafka have to work midin tzuras ha-pesach. It's dafka going to have to work midin tzuras ha-pesach. So what's a case where lechi won't work if it's mefulosh, if it's yeser miyeser, or according to Shitas Rav Yossi, that you need a lechi of gimel. So therefore, in the tzuras ha-pesach, you don't have a lechi necessarily of gimel. So those three hechitimtzes are cases where a lechi won't work. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, will it work midin tzuras ha-pesach? Every tzuras ha-pesach is a lechi by default. You have two lechis by default. No, but in the case we're talking about is the lechi won't work because it's either mefulosh or it's pachas migimel according to Shitas Rav Yossi, or it's yeser meyeser. So those three hechitimtzes, a lechi won't work. So since a lechi won't work, it has to work midin suras haPesach. So now we want to know, does suras haPesach work l'mal mechaf or not? And that's the discussion. Oh, so the Bechor Shor, once it being arrived from Toises, why didn't Toises give the answer that if you it's machik gimel menakosel, that could have been another answer. Machik gimel menakosel, what? If you hold it's good for Tzuras HaPesach and no good for Lechi, that could have been another answer. Hacha b'mayiskin that you machik gimel menakosel, which is no good for Lechi, which is good for Tzuras HaPesach. But Tosis didn't say that. So you see from here that what? That you don't need that it's the same halacha. That just like Machi Gimel is no good for Lechi, Machi Gimel is not going to be good for Tzuras HaPesach. So that can't be the Hechi Timtza. Whereas if that would have been a Hechi Timtza. No, Tosis is groping for cases where what? Where it's good. It's no good als Lechi, will be good as Tzuras HaPesach. So I'll give you a great case that it's Marchi Gimel Menakosel, so it's no good for Lechi, so and it would be good for Tzuras HaPesach. Now I want to know, can it be L'mal Mechaf? But Tosfos doesn't give that. So Zok de Bechor Shor, you see from Tosfos that just like the Gemara says, you can't be Marchi Gimel Menakosel for a Lechi alone, so too for the Lechis, the Konam Mikans, for the Tzuras HaPesach, you can't be Marchi Gimel. And therefore, the famous Chumrah of the Bechor Shor is that whenever you're making a Tzuras HaPesach, it can't end in the middle of nowhere. It has to be at least loved to the next thing. He's loved to the next Tzuras HaPesach, or loved to the wall, but it can't just be in the middle of nowhere. One second. Yeah, Rabbi Shabtai?
Is that against the Rabbi Yonasan? Because he said that Rabbi Yossi required that it be 3 fachim wide so that you wouldn't have a problem being married. So it's clear from Tosfos that it doesn't, that Rabbi Yossi would be okay with it not being 3 fachim wide by Tzuras HaPesach.
Well, it depends whether you say Asi Avira by Tzuras HaPesach or not.
So
let's see it inside. Let's see it inside. Where does the Bechor Shor say this? Where's the Bechor Shor? What page? Page 3. The Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Shin Samach Gimel, Zif Chof Gov, Hagov, Shem Minig, Hapashul Tzakim Tol Mavur Shalom B'Tzuras HaPesach. Right, we saw that minig. They always use B'Tzuras HaPesach. Tani Kodim Mikan Ad Kan. The Nira, the Osam Kodim, Shetzrichim Shalom Yeruchokas Mekozol Gimel Tfachim. Right, Beru Lezem Midivrei Toises. Dibar Maskel Ibcha. Shehikshar Beinu Tam, Lama Li B'Tzuras HaPesach, Vizkashe B'Shem. Because Mikan David Lechimashu and Matim Mavoy, I can't vorov. He said that Kanim Yehom, Yos Gimel Tfach Mekoso, Lahikshir Rabbeinu Tamidi. The Alechi Bein and Pachas Mi Gimel, Tfachim Lekoso. In other words, if you're saying that that it could be Gimel Tfachim Mekoso, then we have another teretz to Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. That Hachem Mayaskin and it was Rachel Gimel Tfachim, so therefore it won't be good midin Lechi, but it's still good midin Tzuras HaPesach. And now we want to know, could it be L'mal Mechaf? So he says, so al korcho it has to be within gimel tefachim of the kosel, and therefore, just like Hachanami, Yirchi, Tzor, Sapez, Mechoso, Mehatam, Nami, In Lagbia, etc. Rafa Gav, the Lekal, May Mosi, Avira, Hadgisa, Hadgisa, Mavatale, Avam Morgan of Ram, Avi, Shem, Rabbeinu Yona, Hatam, Yirchi, Lechi, Megimel, Tfach, and Possum, Mishum, Dosi, Avira, because of Shem, Shulti, Giborim, the Lechi, Rachav, Yosem, Gimel, Kosher, Paul Gatos, Lutu, Nira, Lomar, the Tzor, Sapez, Kol, Indian, Kosher. Tasim l'shayach al osi avira. Feel not dalt kedeis k'mosh kosu shulchan aruch. Omnam amayim b'divrei Rabbeinu Yonah nira de'ein kavanosu k'mosh hevin v'magen avram lo kosov haitayim ha'ki'im alibid Rav Yosi. V'dayeg le'im d'sfir le'i Rav Yosi d'bina shalechi yayorochav gimel tfachim. Almut sfir le'i haitayim mishum d'lo os lesi avira. Mach shibarochav. Aval anon sfir le'i k'mosh kosu b'gumar. He says, what's the reason why the din that it has to be alechi has to be within gimel tfachim of the kosel? Is it also the din of Asi Avira, the Hagisa of Avatale, or is it because of Gedoyim Bokimbo? So he says that the Rabbeinu Yonason that seems to say it's for the din of Lolesi Avira, that's within Rav Yosi. That's what he's saying. Within Rav Yosi, you do it this way, so you won't have a problem of Lolesi Avira, the Hagisa. So it could even be three tfachim away. Rabbeinu Yonason says, or the Shulti Giborim says, if your lechi is four tefachim, then you could even have it four tefachim away. But we hold it's al doim bokimbo. So therefore he says that das tosus tzur spesa ein laharke kanim gimel tefachim yakosa al mekarka. And then he says his other thing about Acharei HaKosel, but that was what we discussed last time. So that is the chumrah of the Bechor Shor. That if you don't have, if the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't connect either immediately with the Nes Tzuras HaPesach or immediately with the wall, then it's Gedoyim Bokimbo Min Hatzad. And Gedoyim Bokimbo Min Hatzad is also no good by a lechi. In other words, if you have a real mechitza, then you're allowed to have a gap. You can have a gap up to 10 amos, right? Then we don't have a problem. But if you have a lechi, and it's Suras HaPesach is a din lechi also, so therefore you have to have that same kepeda that was it's a shvacha azach, it's not a real mechitza. So therefore, if it's not linked up to the end, it's no good. That is the chiddush of the Bechor Shor. So that's a a very big chumrah. Now, I'll tell you, Rabbi Osei. In terms of the raya from Tosfos, it's very hard to bring a raya for what wasn't said. Inochanami, you could have given me. We had three hechitimses, so maybe there could have been if Tosus would have said something beferish that's mashman not that way, then okay. But it's not like he said anything. He didn't give this teretz. He didn't give this hechitimsa.
He used Rav Yosi.
He didn't give this. So I'm not. If you want to say that you like his svara of the Bechor Shor, okay, you like it, you don't like it, but these were the old style rayas, like you bring a raya from the fact that he didn't say it must mean.
I think that's the answer. The fact that the Mishnah says Machoikis by your lucky is a raya that the Professor of Mishnah says.
Right, maybe it's only a din by a lechi. Yeah, that's what I would have said. The pashtus. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah, so one second. Yeah. Right. Because that was like Lahedya. Tosa's quoting the halachas that are straight in the Mishnah. The din of 10, the din of Mefu. You can't, say, oh, you didn't speak about this case, so. So again, that doesn't mean, in other words, whether the right, you see, that whenever you have a chiddush, so there are two aspects to the chiddush. There's the raya, and then there's the the Chiddush on its own right. In other words, the Chiddush could be right, even if the Raya is not such a great Raya. You know, either way it could go. But it's interesting to note. It's interesting to note the following. You ready for this one, Rabbi Osei? Are you ready for this one? You ready?
Holding on
to the table. Please turn to page 21. Look in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz here. Movish agvo mi yishol tzur sevez nitzora. Peretz almut tzur sepez bahani begova. You told me hechi mucha tzur sevez bahani begova. Belot tzur sepez na mehanya. Right, this is Tosfos Kasha. Came in the ik economy kam, economy kam. And hanu nami kamu lechi. Lechi afil govo mea moel. So you know what he says? Yish lomar, page 22. The ik and afkus alibiz Rabbi Yossi. The boy lechi gimel. You know, was, right, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's an afkusa. So therefore, it has to be good mitoras tzuras haPesach. Oye shlomar, oye shlomar. The Ma'ari shehirchik akonim gimel tefachim min akosel. The hashda mitoras lechem mahani. The lechem bina shaloy parochas b'gimel akosel. Tam tzuras haPesach mahani. I think if the Bechor Shor would have seen this Rabbeinu Peretz, he would have lifted his hands and say. He mamish gives that nafkamina, which, you know, this whole thing is, why did he give, you know. So our Tosas didn't have it. The Rebbeinu Peretz has it. Oh, so you want to say that our Tosas Dafka didn't have it. So, you know, it's hard.
To go along the footnote.
Yeah. Right. So then, right. The Rebbeinu Peretz says Dafka not, but you see from here, you see from here, the Feirish not like the Bechor Shor. So that's the Pashut Pshat. The Bechor Shor, Pashtus is a Chumrah, and it's, there were, you know, the Achronim who were always Choshesh for this Bechor Shor, and who what? Right. There was, I'm sure that he's Afka. Yeah. So, you know, the Achronim, the Tosefer Shabbos on page 7 says, you know, it's not such a, you know, also says, you know, it's not such a Raya. You could have given other, you know, just because you didn't mention it, it's not such a Raya. The Beis Shlomo has Shuvas where he's kosher for the Bechor Shor. But, you know, to me, the Rebbeinu Peretz, it's,
Does this reflect on the original question about,
oh, so one second, we'll get to that. So take a look at how the Mishnah Berurah brings it down on page 18. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chav Gimel, second arrow, V'hechi shekhovet su, sepes l'movi das harbe apel poskin, she'in tzorich l'daktik, she'in tov gimel, l'koso. In other words, that the din of the Mishnah. In other words, the Mechaber quotes the Mishnah. Tzorach shelo yehei halechi rochem min akosel gimel tefachim. That's the Mishnah. So now the question is, that's by Alechi. What about by Tzuras HaPesach? So the Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel says that there are many poskim that say that you don't need it because the Tzuras HaPesach is mechitza gemura. V'yesh poskim tzvir leidein chiluk ben Tzuras HaPesach lechi lin yizeh. So he says, "Pshas atchag yesh l'smoch l'hakel." In other words, he's like into the Bechor Shor, and take a look in the Shartzi and Tezayin Bechor Shor b'chidushav al Erevin etiko prima godim v'shlomo chuvas arid ve'loy shari chuvas da da da. And we'll see. Sefer Mekor Chaim has a pshar that it has to be linked at least on one side. Whereas if it's totally in the middle of nowhere, it's totally in the middle of nowhere at Tzuras HaPesach, that's no good for Shabbos. But if it's linked to a wall on one side, so even like this one on 185th Street. So 185th Street is linked on one side, I think. Right? You have to check. But then, no, it's not linked on either side. What?
It's completely
in the middle. Completely in the middle. Okay, so it doesn't work with the with Rabbein of Paris. Now, and let me show you. So let's look. You want to see it inside? Let's see it inside. And now that he quoted it. So the Mishnah Berurah, you know, is into it. You know what I mean? He Shas al Chak. He says you can be. I'll take a look on page 25 in the Makor Chaim. Ve'od re'isi shakadim shal tzus ha-pesach chokim em koslim shlosha tfachim. Ne'et tvus ha-tosef ha-shabes p'chidusha ha-fokhiach ta-osum ha-shkosu ha-tosus ta- Not the tosef ha-shabes, the b'chor shor. Ervin daf yud aleph ibchad machshol amul tzus tzedek v'yachmikan. Omnam nira the gafk omnam nira the dafke there are chokim shnei akonim she shnei ksolim yosim migimel tefachim as possible. The pesach says she samluch lebayis. Daim bokim shnei tzolim vatlim. In other words, he says his word is that a pesach has to relate to the house. So if it's linked on one side, so it relates to the house. But if there's a gap on both sides, there's just a pesach in the middle, and there's three tefachim from the wall on one side and three tefachim on the wall from the other side, then it's no good. But if it's mechuber on one side,
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. If it's dimichitza, then it shouldn't. Yeah, it shouldn't matter. Now, right. You know, in the end of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, there are tshuvas from the Alter Rebbe. He wrote tshuvas. And somebody did us a favor and printed a separate sefer, putting the tshuvas in a separate sefer with, you know, bigger letters and everything. So, tshuva on page 23, Simon Chavdalad, is a tshuva whether we hold, do we hold from the Bechor Shor, or don't we hold from the Bechor Shor? Hamadus Kanim Shal Tzuras HaPesach. He says, Haminek HaPashut Zok Be'Alter Rebbe, Haminik Aposhut Shalolu Dakte Klal Bahamadas Hakanim Sotsus Apesa Yismukim Bekosov Bepochis Megimu Tfachim. The lace the Choshla Lamasha Kosov Habachor Shor. Ray Sevin. The Tamukum Mukum Imam, the Kolamachme Divi Sofim Alob Lavi Raya. Rayosum Ilechi, Yeshlitchos, the Hosomai Tamishum Lechi, and Nidom Mishum Mechitz Al Katsirif, Mechitz Gemur Stein Lefochos. In other words, a lechi needs the tziruf. Have a below tziruf mechitzah l'manikal. Al kein pasi b'ros. Hilkach lo mahani al besomach lo mechitzah gmur. Lo mifo b'meru. Mash ein kem tzuz ha-pesach. The pasha p'shah. So ein tzomach lo tziruf mechitzah klal. Shrei noat dal kundesim. Now, noat dal kundesim, maybe you can tie in a... No, but now the pasha p'shah dal kundesim means it was of... a square. There were sort of pesachs on each side. So, but he'll say, yeah, not yet. The Tosas held those two walls, right? Yeah, so he's not into the, because what is he holding? He's holding that it's Gedayim Bokim Bo. Because Pashup Shat, the Nayim Bokim Bo is only by a Lechi alone. Now the question is, what's the story of this type of thing? Yeah. Well, Pashup Shad, why isn't it a Vir D'Hai Gisa? Because it's like a Kosal. So yeah. It's Ki'ilu, there's no Avir there.
And I guess the second thing is, how can you say that Tamar is a Vir? Doesn't the Gemara itself say that Tamar is a Vir?
Right, so that's Rabbi Kivega's question. So if you take a look.
It's only in the Shad.
So take a look here. If you wanna, now that you bring it up, we'll take a look in the Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Yeah, page 15, the bottom arrow. Mashakosov at Rosh Shor b'chidushov b'chir k'dash etos stamed d'shas lo mashma that time, right? Page 15, the bottom arrow. Mashakosov at Rosh Shor b'chidushov b'chir k'dash etos stamed d'shas lo mashma that time d'osi avir mihagisa elam itam d'avim mechitzu shigdoyim bokumo. Right? That's the stamed d'shas, right? It's not like that. So he says, that ain't no. That's your kasha. Right? He says, Achim Elf says, Yigdoyim Bokum, lo havi time al Asharas Hadin Yich, the Hechiku Pasol. And the Baal Oma, da filu na Tshima Gamliya, oh, he's saying, that's what he meant, da havi lovin im dal tfachim, in kein lo mikri Hechiko, mikol mokam hacha, kemi da Yigdoyim Bokum, bo mvat le midin lovin. So he's saying like this, that, yeah, in other words, he's saying that, first, in other words, if it's lovad, there's nothing to talk about. Once, as it was Rosh Ragol, normally holds that lovad is dal tfachim, so that's not called hirchiko. So he's saying now, he's maskim that it's gimel, so it's not lovad. Now what's the psul? Since it's not lovad, asya avir da hagisa. That's how he learns pshat. Whereas he's not saying that you could learn pshat in the Gemara, that there's this psul of... In other words, there are two ways you can learn pshat in the Gemara. Is the Gemara saying pshat that the reason why Hechiko Gimel, by Alechi say, is no good is because the Gedoyim of Bokumbo? And then there's a Chiddush that there's a din of Gedoyim Bokumbo min Hatzad.
Even by Gimel.
By Gimel, right? By Gimel. Gimel Gashir is Gimel. And the Chiddush is even Rav Shimon Gamliel, who holds normally Dalid, but here is Gimel will be the Shir, and the Psul is that. Or no. The other way to learn the Gemara is that the Psul is really Osi Avir the Hagisa, and what the Gemara is saying is that Lava doesn't apply in Lukuli Alma here. So once Lava doesn't apply, then I can apply Osi Avir the Hagisa in the Vatale.
Why doesn't Lava apply?
Lovad, in other words, he's saying that Lovad, because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there's two dinim of Lovad. There's Lovad when it's Lamala, when you want to take something from 10 to 13 and you want to mechaber it, so that's 3. But then when it's on the ground, the Lovad has to be taller in the Gedoyim. And then the Kuliyama Lovad is Begimel.
Yeah, awesome.
Right. Anything on the ground is Begimel. So either that means underneath or Menatzah.
No,
right. We're saying like this, that once you don't have lavud, right, so it means you have a kana that's meruchak gimel. Now, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that's normally lavud, so that's not called meruchak. Here, there is no din lavud, because lavud bakarka is kuli almas gimel. So now, the problem is, you have an air on both sides. So now, also you have here the hagisa
and
the vatan.
Why
is
the Talmud
just
Gedoyim
Bokumbo?
What? I missed it. I'm sorry. Why is the
Talmud
still
just Gedoyim Bokumbo? Because who says Gedoyim Bokumbo is... Normally Gedoyim Bokumbo is a din if something doesn't reach the ground, Gedoyim Bokumbo. We never find a din Gedoyim Bokumbo to say, well, I have a mechitza here and a mechitza there, and they don't connect because they're more than 3, and the Gedoyim are going through, 100 Gedoyim are going through, that should be a problem. So all of a sudden over here, we have a chiddush that the Gemara is saying, if you put the stick over here, the daim are going from the side, that should be a problem.
Okay.
A naya problem.
Okay.
So you could say, yeah, in a chanami, that's a din by Alechi. That's a special din by Alechi. Alechi is shvach. So if anything can get to the side, okay, that's gedoyim bokumbo. And then maybe who are din mitzvos pesach also. Right? Or you could say, and then if it's a din gedoyim bokumbo, then you could say that it's like the Bechor Shor, that it's not only a din by Lachi, it's also a din by Konu Kanu Tzusa Pesach. But if you say that that's not pshat, the Gemara never meant to say that it's a din of gedoyim bokumbo. What the Gemara meant to say is that since gedoyim bokumbo, then we changed the din of Lovud from 4 to 3, according to Shitzur Rav Shimon Gamliel, and now, since it's 3, that's already ois Lovud, it's not a din Lovud, It's not called Samuch Lekosel because there's three. So now, why is it no good? Because Asi Avira the Hagisu Mavatale. If you have a stick that's not touching the ground, not touching the wall, it's not going to be good because Asi Avira the Hagisu Mavatale. But maybe then you could say that's only by a lechi, but by a Surah perhaps maybe not. So that's the question. When the Gemara says that din is only to show that it's not meruchuk, so he's saying that Rabbeinu Yonah and maybe those Rishonim that are bringing in Asi Avira are just saying that the psul here is not a psul of Gedai Bokibo. The psul is the psul of Asi Avira the Hagisa. And then what the Gemara just meant to say, obviously there has to be a high gisa and a high gisa. If it's loved, there's no high gisa. There has to be two gisas. No, in other words, Rabbi Kiveger is explaining that. The question was asked to Rabbi Kiveger. What do you, Moshe's question? What are you talking about? Osi avir high gisa. If the Gemara says the psul is gedayim bokimbo. So that's what he says, that the Gemara never meant to say that that's the Tam Apsul. The Gemara is saying, Doin Bokebo, therefore it's not Lovah. Now it's not Lovah, why is it Pasul? Yeah.
What does he say
at
the end? He said in the first paragraph,
he said, well, the other person is not going to run, the guy takes the air and the trying to go. Yeah, because that's the tosis about Asi Avira. Okay. Now there happens to be, as pointed out, several citations in Rishonim that seem to say that a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to end at the wall. Take a look at the Ritva on page 19. He says, Miu mistaber dechol heicha deikat Tzuras HaPesach lo osi avir dehai vatilei. So Tzuras HaPesach ter kol aviri. In other words, what the Ritva writes, Farish, is you don't say Osi Avir the Hagis or the Hagis of Betzuras HaPesach. Now, that's not necessarily going to go against the Bechor Shor, because he'll say that it's in Echonami. We don't say Osi Avir, but this is Psul Alts Gideon Bokibo. But the question is, what is he talking about, the Ritva? What is he trying to. Pashas is because the Ritva never even thought of the Bechor Shor. So the only possible psul, in other words, the Ritva Mestama thought in his mind that Gedayim Bokimbo, in other words, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is that it didn't Gedayim Bokimbo, and that is only by a Lechi. So the only question is the only other, and by Tzuras HaPesach, for sure you don't say Gedayim Bokimbo, and it's only a question, you say Asi Avira, so you don't say Asi Avira. So you have a couple of citations, I think maybe Tiferes Yaakov brings down, that you don't say Asi Avira by Tzuras HaPesach. But one more last point, and that is the Avnei Nezer has one last knetch. You can read, you know, we're not leaving anything major out here. I mean, Avnei Nezer has one last knetch. And that is the following. This is on page 29, the top arrow. The Avnei Nezer wants a taina, a different reason why the Tzuras HaPesach has to end at the wall. And you ready? This, you're going to like this, you feel. He says like this. What's the din? Says the Avnei Nezer like this. What if I have a wall, right? That's the whole wall is a Tzuras HaPesach, and then it goes on for, I don't know, a certain amount, it goes on for 15 Amos, the Tzuras HaPesach, and then at the end the 3 Amos gap. Same, we have, let's start again. What if I have a wall that's 50, it's 18, the whole Ruach is 18, 15 of it is Mamish wall and 3 of it is gap. What would be the din? Kosher l'chol adeis, except for maybe Shitas Rambam, that's called the Pesach B'Keir Zos. Okay, but almost all the days. Why? That's the regular din of all the Rubala parts. But 15, I gave 15 amos. Whatever, you want to give 15 for? I gave. Okay, 15 amos and 3 amos. What if you have the following scenario? The Ruach, this Ruach has 18 amos. 15 of it is Tzuras HaPesach. And then there's a gap. And then there's a gap. What would be that? So I would say, same thing. Omen Merubala parts. Right? So listen carefully. The Avni Nez is saying Alom de Shavur here. Ready? He says, Omed Merubal HaParetz, you only say by a Mechitza Gemura. Because that's a Mechitza. You don't say, this is a Pesach. You don't say Pesach Merubal HaParetz. Omed Merubal HaParetz. Let's see inside. You like this one? 29. De lo matzinu el Omed Merubal HaParetz. Lo Pesach Merubal HaParetz. So Memela, in other words, he's going to hold from the lumdus of the Bechor Shor. In other words, he holds from the din of the Bechor Shor. That a Tzuras HaPesach has B'lav Mitameh. B'lav Mitameh. Bechor Shor saying it all, this new Psul of B'doyin Bokimbom and Atzad, he's saying no. Now this is a tremendous Chumrah. Because that would mean that once you have Tzuras HaPesach, you can't have any gaps, even without the din of even if it's not Baki Barab. But it's a very long de Shavur, but it could be it's wrong. Because maybe the words we consider like a Mechitza, and therefore that it is called Om the Rubal Apartments. But he was trying to, he wanted a whole flood, like the Bechor Shor, Vilav Mitamin. Then one or two last points. We're going to end now at 12:15. Then we'll go for lunch, as Hashem, and then we'll resume at 1:05. Okay? There are a couple of diukim, it's little diukim here and there that they want to discuss. For example. And take a look just on page 38 of the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan. He says, Orach HaShulchan doesn't like the Bechor Shor. He says, Re'isi le'echen men agdolim, shekosav dakanim hatzdodim, shal tzuus hapech tzrim shal yu rechokim ha'ksolim gimel tfachim. That's Tvor Shor. B'sofo b'Bechor Shor. Yesh mi shekosav shemitzad echad tzorich kein, mitzad shein yochel yos rochach be'akosol. Then he quotes the Bechor Chaim, that he agrees to the Bechor Shor, at least on one side. He says, "Udvarim temuim heim, that tzuras haPesach have a mamish kekosel." V'lachen kosher afilu b'dal ruchos da. Marich paslan. In other words, he doesn't work with this. But the Avni Nezer likes your svar. Now, there's these little diukim here. You can look at them on your own. That the Netziv has and other achronim have. I'm not so into these diukim. If you're a real diuk person, some people are very into being medayik and Rashi, and I usually hold that most of these diukim and Rashi are just, not. But I'll show you like a diuk or two, and then we'll go for lunch. Page, tell me what you think. Page 34. This is a real diuk and Rashi man. You would. So the Pashup Shat Lahalocha, Al-Mikra Din, is not like the Bechor Shor, not like the Avni Nezer, not like the Bechor Shor. You want to be Machmir, Avada, Tavo Lacha Bracha. Right, so they probably didn't have. Right. No, even look, you could say even. No, you could still say that it's. There was even without the Raya is not what's going to be the make or break thing here. Right? In other words, Avad, if you have the Raya against it, it makes it, weakens the Bechor Shor. And I think if the Bechor Shor would have seen the Rabbeinu Peretz, he would have just said, Batla Daiti. That's what I. Right, because they didn't have the Rebbeinu Peretz either. Once you have the Rebbeinu Peretz, it's all bets off. But, I mean, a lot of times it's interesting. The Avnei Nezer is very into this. The Avnei Nezer is very into saying that if somebody would have seen this Rishon, that they would have, changed them. That's a whole discussion, you know, how we should bring Miss Yaches to Rishonim that they didn't have, and should that change? Rabbi Moshe Bleich, the son of Rabbi J. David Bleich, wrote a whole article about Rishonim that we found later, and how should that affect Halacha, or should it not affect Halacha? Yeah, all these things. So take a look at Rashi and Beis Amar Aleph. Rashi and Beis Amar Aleph, when he explains what is the Tzuras of Pesach, Zot Rashi, Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan v'Kor Al Gabeya. Page 34. Rashi is explaining what is the Tzuras of Pesach. So he says, Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan v'Kor Al Gabeya. So the Lashon HaGemara is not Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan. The Lashon HaGemara is Kona Mikan v'Kon. So why does Rashi say Lechi Mikan v'Lechi Mikan? So Zot the Netziv, because he wants to say that it has the same halachas of Lechi. The Hainu that you can't be machik gimel tefachim. He says here, look in page 35. Tzuras haPesach, lechi mikan, megemar daf yud aleph, kon mikan. Rashi shina aloshon, manash v'tzili divin dini lechi, she's smuchim lakosel. That's one. Okay, look, I'm not into these diukim, so I don't think you can build Rome with these diukim, you know what I mean? Sniff. And then there's another diuk. I mean, it's interesting that, you know, like, once you know all this already, and then you see it, you could, you know, I don't know, I don't know if the Netziv meant it as the Pascha. Yeah, as he was, you know, there's an interesting, this is the Ara Ba'alma. But yeah, I don't think, you can't build a halacha based on these diukim. I'll show you another diuk that he points out, page 37. And this is, we're going to have a discussion, we're going to have a whole packet, as Hashem, about what happens when the Erev goes down in the middle of Shabbos. Right, which is very important. So here the Gemara speaks about what happens if the mavoi shenitla karoso or lechayev, a mavoi that the kora or the lechi went down in the middle of Shabbos, karoso or lechayev. So zot Rashi shenitla karoso or lechayev. So the big problem is, what do you mean lechayev? Why two lechis? A mavoi only has one lechi. Karaso is singular, l'chayev is plural. So in the Sa'i he writes, so Rashi says, Garcina. What does Garcina mean? He gives a shtempel to this girsa. In other words, this is a good, you know, whereas the sideline said, no, tzarech lo melechyo, because there's only one lechi in a mavui. So what's l'chayev? What's the Garcina? So Zokta Netziv, the same word. L'chayev means Tzuras HaPesach. And he calls it L'chayev. In other words, because they were bothered. What's the Korah is one Korah. L'chayev, you don't have, if you have a Mavoi, you don't have two Lechis. A Mavoi only has one Lechi. You matter a Mavoi with one Lechi. A Chatzah, you matter with two Lechis. So what's the plural Lashon? What's the plural Lashon? So the sideline says, no, the Girsa should be Lechio. Singular. But Rashi says Garcinan. So Netziv's word is, I mean, again. What?
That's not the Lashon HaMishnah for Tzuras
HaPesach. Right, so he's saying that Lechiov is referring to Tzuras HaPesach. And that's what Lechiov, two, because Tzuras HaPesach has two Lechis. And Mimela, and that's Rashi Lashitoso, that Tzuras HaPesach needs Dine Lechi.
But this Girsa is changing the Lashon of Rashi. This Girsa is saying that.
Sarach Lomar, why Virashi? Yeah.
So
the little guy.
The little
Is in the Rashi, not in the. That's in the Rashi, yeah. But so the Nitziv is arguing, he's saying, no, you don't have to change it. So take away. You don't have to change it. It's Rashi Lishitaso that, again, you know, these are the Yukim that I don't think you could really build anything on. But it's just cute to notice these. And there's one other Rashi that they. It's also. It's cute, but it's important to know that when you paskin you learn a sugya leave the hilchas, so you can't be bona things on the akal. It has to be strong things. So one other Rashi that they. I'll show you one other cute diuk, and this. Is like, take a look here on page 31. What's the story if you have a korah teluya? In other words, you have a korah, right? So normally you put the korah on top of the walls. What if you don't put it on top of the walls? You put it between the walls. So, bonus shalom, you have never heard of gravity? If you put it between the walls, it'll fall, right? So says right. So says Rashi. What did you do? You make it like a T. You make it like a T. So you have your piece of wood going up, and then a T, and the core is in the middle, but it doesn't touch the. Mm-hmm. Oh, so that's what Rashi says. She'ein Rashi Menuchim al Gabi Eksolim al Tluya Ba'Over Shektzara Mishnei Ruchosegon Shenatz Kana Kolshu Be'Emtza Pesach Hamovoy V'Nosan Al Gabav Es a Kora Kazeh, like a T. So Zakti Mishnah Brura, the Shara Tzion, on page 32. Rashi Daf Tes, V'nira Del Hachi, so he asked Akasha, how come Rashi gave that seer of a T? I mean, and didn't give a seer of a ches. Just put a ches in the middle, a ches. So in other words, it's suspended by two things at a ches, and therefore, but the korah didn't touch the walls because the ches is in the middle. V'nira del hachi lotzia kigon shehela l'korah al gabei amudim shnei tzadim dim kein havalei tzuras apesach from tzuras apesach das abei poskim the mahani afil hirchik mikosel yosim migimel tzvachim. Yeah, right. In other words, so. Why did Rashi give this? The reason why Rashi didn't give this, because that would have been, one second, because if he would have given, because that case would have been, because then it would have been three tefachim away of Tzuras HaPesach, and Tzuras HaPesach das harbei poskim de mahani, feel hechig gibel tefachim, so therefore he didn't want to, because he was saying like those. So therefore, that would have been a good. So that's a the example. So all these diukim, you know, neither here nor there. But you know, kolpula ba'alma. Okay, so that's the Bechor Shor, the Raya, the Rabbeinu Peretz, the Avni Nezer. And that. Okay, so Bezer Hashem, Rabosai, we'll come back shortly, 105, and page 21.